Keep quiet, said the man. If you stir, I shoot you. You are mad. What have I done to you? You wrecked the life of Sybil Vane, was the answer. And Sybil Vane was my sister. She killed herself. I know it. Her death is at your door. I swore I would kill you in return. For years I have sought you. I had no clue, no trace. The two people who could have described you were dead. I knew nothing of you, but the pet name she used to call you. I heard it tonight by chance. Make your peace with God, for tonight you are going to die. Dorian Gray grew sick with fear. I never knew her, he stammered. I never heard of her. You are mad. You had better confess your sin, for as sure as I am James Vane, you are going to die. There was a horrible moment. Dorian did not know what to say or do. Down on your knees, growled the man. I give you 1 minute to make your peace, no more. I go on board tonight for India. I must do my job first. 1 minute, that's all. Dorian's arms fell to his side, paralyzed with terror. He did not know what to do. Suddenly a wild hope flashed across his brain. Stop, he cried. How long ago is it since your sister died? Quick, tell me.
18 years, said the man.
Why do you ask me? What do years matter?
18 years, laughed Dorian Gray, with a touch of triumph in his voice. 18 years?
Set me under the lamp, and look at my face.
James Vane hesitated for a moment, not understanding what was meant. Then he seized Dorian Gray and dragged him from the archway. Dim and wavering as was the wind-blown light, yet it served to show him the hideous error, as it seemed, into which he had fallen. For the face of the man he had sought to kill had all the bloom of boyhood, all the unstained purity of youth. He seemed little more than a lad of 20 summers, hardly older, if older indeed at all, than his sister had been when they had parted so many years ago. It was obvious that this was not the man who had destroyed her life. He loosened his hold and reeled back. My God!
My God, he cried, I would have murdered you.
Dorian Gray drew a long breath. You have been on the brink of committing a terrible crime, my man, he said, looking at him sternly. Let this be a warning to you not to take vengeance into your own hands.
Forgive me, sir, muttered James Vane. I was deceived. A chance word I heard in that damned den set me on the wrong track.